This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:20 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. In the meantime, though, let's talk about the Malaysian bond market, as it received some good news in the previous month.
So according to MARC, or Malaysian Rating Corp, in December last year, net foreign inflow into local bonds widened to 6.2 billion ringgit, and the total foreign holdings jumped to around 260 million ringgit, which is the highest since 2014. But the Fed Chair Jerome Powell's hawkish comments with a rate hike as soon as March and faster pace of tapering, how would this really play out for the Malaysian bond market?
So for an outlook, we speak to Ang Beng Kwan, Head of Investment at Hong Leong Islamic Asset Management. Beng Kwan, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. The Fed effectively killed the dove and will be tightening its monetary policy with the first hike likely in March and more to come for the year. What does this mean, though, for the Malaysian bond market as the bond yield differential narrows?
Thank you for having me on BFM. So on the conversely, right, the 10-year historical yield differential between the US 10-year treasuries and the Malaysia MGS 10 years has widened so much because on average, it's about 160 to 165 bips. But currently, it is trading at 185 to 190 bips. So this is a function of two things. One is essentially is that the EM markets are pricing in their respective central bank rate hikes, as this can be seen in the Bank of Korea that has raised its policy rate by 50 basis points to 1.25% covering. And also, we are expecting another 50 basis point hike by the central bank this year. And also, Bank of Indonesia has signaled another policy normalization sometime this year. And secondly, is that most EM local currency yields has tracked the movements in US Treasury, especially we have seen some of the sharp movements in the third quarter. And this is because the hot money flows, right, or what we call the speculative flows, right, has pivoted from emerging markets to developed markets, has carried interest between the emerging markets and developed markets starts to narrow. And this is also attributable to the currency itself because, first of all, is the US dollar, as we all know, that the Fed is on a rate hike cycle. So dollar may experience appreciation against the emerging market currencies.
Does this put pressure on Bank Negara to also hike rates? If stayed pat at the January Monetary Policy Committee meeting, but what are your expectations in terms of rate hikes?
Yeah, I do not think this would place a pressure on Bank Negara because Bank Negara will be most likely to be domestic driven and based on local economic sentiments. But the pressure may put on the central bank in terms of the rate differentials, whereby the differences in the currencies itself, because Bank Negara is monitoring closely on the ringgit side. So if whenever that is a developed market rate hike, especially the US Fed rate hikes, that tends to unwind most of its policy tightening itself. So essentially, we can see a sharp rise or appreciation in the dollar side, which may put pressure on the ringgit.
So Beng Kwan, what is your fixed income strategy that you're advocating for this year? And, you know, I'm just curious, has it been a challenge to find quality high yield papers or are corporates racing to issue more before the rate hikes?
Yes, we are currently advocating a more defensive duration strategy. What it means that basically what we are doing is we remain quite short in our portfolios for our fixed income allocation. And that is to minimize any volatility to our portfolios. I mean, the Malaysian bonds, corporate bond space has always been trading on a scarcity value. And that is because of the issuance size as well as the depth of the market and the structure of the market itself. Essentially, is that most market players held their scarcity value for PDSs because of its high yielding nature. And most corporates, right, especially investors, would demand for Malaysia use given the interest differentials between the government yields and the corporate bond yields. So we are penciling in fund loading by the corporates to come in this year more, as last year was not such a bumper year, essentially it's because of the underwriting gaps and underwriting slowness in the market itself because most of the corporates are facing administrative tardiness in terms of their submission of their annual reports in terms of their completion of their prospectus. But basically, we are looking at a more better issuances coming in this year. We are penciling in about close to 110 to 120 billion of issuances coming in this year.
So let's move on to the government papers. Gross issuances of government investment issue and Malaysian government securities were the largest on record last year at close to 164 billion ringgit. Do you expect another bumper year of issues? And at what yields, considering that demand might be tepid due to the hawkish tone of the Fed FOMC?
Okay, we expect this year's MGS and GII's issuances, gross issuance to total about 160 to 170 billion, 70 billion, given the fact that I think the last budget measure was announced for additional about 10 billion of sustainable bonds issued by the sovereign side. Nevertheless, we expect less pressure on the fiscal side in terms of the government because of the reopening of the economy. And that would ensue of more tax revenues on the business side, as well as the conservative assumption by the government to forecast $66 per barrel of oil. And given the fact that the spot oil prices is trading above that, that would give some additional revenue bump to the government itself. And we expect that essentially it's long rates, especially the terminal rates, the long ends continue to be well anchored. But we may see that the front end, right, has fully priced in the rate hike already, and there is some value in terms of the front end rates.
Beng Kuan, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning, and happy Chinese New Year to you. That was Ang Beng Kuan, Head of Investment at Hong Leong Islamic Asset Management, giving us his take on the outlook for the bonds market this year, especially amid an environment where interest rates are rising.
Yeah, so it's not just the Fed, right? It's also going to be Bank Negara. And I think, if I'm not wrong, I heard him say 50 bips for Malaysia. If I look at Bloomberg currently, that's pretty much what the street expects. They don't expect any rate hikes in the second quarter of this year, but they do expect a 25 bip in the third quarter and maybe another 25 in the fourth quarter. But I think a lot will have to, this is subject, of course, to how economic growth will be. And if Omicron really proves to be negative for our economy, maybe then rate hikes might kind of taper off.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.